Welcome to Israel 18 News at 2 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Across Israel tonight, skies remain clear with a gentle breeze. Tel Aviv and Jerusalem enjoy mild temperatures, perfect for a calm evening. In Haifa, it's slightly cooler, but still pleasant. Here are today's headlines. First, Walla reports three IDF soldiers were injured from an explosive drone near the Lebanon border earlier today. Also, JNS reveals that the IDF struck more than 85 targets in Lebanon after Hezbollah launched explosive drones, injuring soldiers near the border. Also this hour, 24 News uncovers that Israel operated a secret base in Iraq during the Iran war and attacked Iraqi troops to maintain secrecy. Separately, Ynet highlights a dire situation in the Persian Gulf, where 20,000 sailors remain trapped for 65 days amid U.S.-Iran tensions, with resources dwindling. And finally, the Jerusalem Post questions if there are any winners in the ongoing Iran conflict, with renewed clashes and strategic vulnerabilities in the Gulf. Here's what people are saying online. Belaz News reported just minutes ago that about 20,000 foreign sailors have been stranded in the Persian Gulf for over 2 months, facing severe shortages and fear of further Iranian attacks. Ynet Global shared earlier today about the trapped sailors in the Persian Gulf, detailing their precarious situation with dwindling supplies and no rescue efforts in sight. Joe Truesman, an analyst, posted just now that during the October 7 attack, a Hamas police officer identified as Sabri Mutawak was killed by an Israeli airstrike shortly after being involved in a kidnapping incident. Now for more on those stories, starting with the explosive drone attack. Walla reports that three IDF soldiers were injured near the Lebanon border today. An IDF reservist sustained serious injuries, while two others were moderately hurt. This incident underscores the escalating tensions along the northern border and the ongoing threat from Hezbollah's drone capabilities. Turning to the IDF's response, JNS confirms the Israeli military targeted over 85 sites in Lebanon following the drone strike. This retaliatory action aims to degrade Hezbollah's operational capabilities and deter future attacks. The strikes highlight the fragile security situation and the potential for broader conflict. Meanwhile, I-24 News reveals that Israel secretly operated a base in Iraq during the conflict with Iran. The base was reportedly used to target Iraqi troops, preventing exposure of Israeli operations. This disclosure adds a new layer to the regional power dynamics and Israel's strategic reach in the Middle East. In the Persian Gulf, Ynet reports on the plight of sailors trapped in the Strait of Hormuz. These crews, caught in the crossfire of U.S.-Iran tensions, face shortages of essential supplies. The situation continues to strain international maritime routes and could impact global trade if unresolved. And as the Jerusalem Post discusses, the ongoing Iran conflict sees no clear victors. Renewed clashes and strategic vulnerabilities highlight the complex geopolitical challenges in the Gulf region. The uncertainty leaves many questioning the future stability of this critical area. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports Israel is accelerating deals for F-35 and F-15 fighter jets amid concerns over future U.S. support and production access. Separately, Ynet Business highlights GameStop's remarkable turnaround, evolving from a struggling game store to a multi-billion dollar enterprise, thanks in part to the Pokemon craze and strategic shifts. And finally, Globes reveals Rafael is nearing a deal to purchase a Volkswagen plant, aiming to convert it for Iron Dome component production. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 3 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.